Okay, penya mati, pe cham. Stan winya chuhinya, makopai with kwana. Pele hilikoi, poknachet na way with you, pee. Yeah, my Maya Hawachan. I just wanted to say to all of you, I wanted to welcome all of you here. And thank you for allowing me to come here to this place at this time. My name is Stan Rodriguez, and I'm a Ipai Kumyai from the San Isabel Reservation. How many of you ever been to San Isabel? A few of you have, okay. How many of you been up to Julian? That's some, those Julian apple pies. You know, those apples were really made in, they were from Washington, yeah. The apples over in Julian are too tart. But anyway, just a little thing. First of all, I just want to say for you, for the singers and the conductor, thank you very much. And, you know, playing the music, thank you. It really touched my heart seeing all of you. I got here earlier watching all of you practice. And we have a, in our creation story, talks about when the Creator made the sun, rolled the sun and blew into it, and it started to glow brightly. And the Creator held the sun, his thumb, and flicked it up into the sky, then became Enya. And all of you, look at your thumbs. Look at your thumbnail. See that half circle? In our creation story, we said that the Creator, when made all of this, when we came out, we have a piece of the Creator in us. The word for our soul, our spirit, is called Mathau. And what Mathau means is a fire that glows within us. And when you sing, when you play, when you tell a story, when you come to pray, when you do all these things, everything that you do, it's the Creator coming out in you. And this is when we do this, there's a saying, you know, our actions are our prayers. And when you do this freely, when you do this with love, that is the Creator coming out. And you bless others. So I just want to say, Mayakha Mepsho Chachayachan. That means I praise you for all that you do. I also wanted to say, congratulations. Your daughter is making it to Montana and getting ready to go to Washington. You got to remember, for parents, isn't that a great thing? You know, I mean, that is a beautiful thing. And for this young man that was talking about the Legos, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents, I lived with my grandparents. I remember when they were making a chicken coop or stuff, they'd have like pieces of wood and they'd give them to me and I'd use them to play. Those were my Legos. I remember that, very happy. And for individual, you lost your dog. In our story, in our creation story, we say everything. Everything has a soul, a matau, and you have that connection. And now we say, my one just left us. It's gone to another place. You know, so Mayakha Mepsho, you know, may your grief begin to heal. So now to talk a little bit about my people, the Kumeyaay people, and Indigenous Peoples Day. Like I said, you know, we believe everything has a spirit. Looking at these pine trees here, there's a story about when the pines and the oaks fought, and the oaks pushed the pines to the coast. You hear about Torrey pines. It used to be filled with pine trees out here. And there was an agreement that the pine trees would be left on the west side and on the east side of the mountains, and the oaks would be in the middle, and there would be peace. And when I see this, it reminds me of this. We look at the ocean. Our people would come to pray out here. We had many stories. Our creation story takes 4 days to tell its entirety. It's all oral. It's an oral tradition, and it's beautiful. Our song cycles. There's 22 different song cycles. Each song cycle has hundreds of songs. And each song tells a story, and it's a beautiful thing when all those are put together, and it takes discipline to learn how to do that. And when I hear you doing this, the singing, it touches my heart. It brings back memories for me. I've been an apprentice, we call Apok, with my teachers, learning our song cycles and passing those on to the next generation. So with my people, the Kumeyaay people, our people, we tell a story of being here. our traditions, our culture, all these things that we've held sacred. We've been here for thousands and thousands of years. If you look at the coast, there's villages that are underwater. We've been here since before the last ice age. And our knowledge of this area, it's something that this is our holy land. Things started changing, and I'll just give you a real quick, I'll give you the Kmart Blue Light special version of what happened with the federal government. They attempted to eradicate our culture, assimilate us into society, and terminate us as a nation. It wasn't until the Freedom of American Indian Religion Act was passed in August 11th of 1978 that we had the same protections as anybody else. And it wasn't until Senator Inouye from Hawaii put a bill that protected our language that we were able to use our language again. These are just recent things that have happened. And of the 227 Kumeyaay on both sides of the international border, half of our tribe is in Baja. There's approximately 48 people who still speak the language. So these are things that we are bringing back. Not want to bring back, we are bringing back. And I bring this up because there's a lot of things here that many of you might not know. How many of you ever heard any of the Kumeyaay language? Nope, you've heard some Kumeyaay. Okay, you've heard some Kumeyaay language. Because you know a lot more than you think you do. How many of you ever heard of Tijuana? Tijuana is a corruption of a Kumeyaay word, Matihuan, which is by the ocean. How many of you ever heard of La Jolla? And La Jolla was a Spanish corruption of a Kumeyaay word, Matkolhui, which means place of the caves. How many of you ever heard of Palomar? Palomar Mountain, the observatory. Palomar means to win with arrows. Any of you ever heard of Paue or Powai? It means arrowhead. Cuyamaca, the mountains over there. It means, are you standing behind the rain clouds? I don't know why they put it like that, but anyway. So some of the things out there. Otay, weeds. Weeds that grow. Tecate, ever heard of Tecate? Yeah. And what Tecate means, old man who's chopping wood. Or Hamul, sweet water. Hapatul, that means, are you standing in the middle of a creek holding a pot with a bunch of seeds in it? Where they got that from, I don't know. So these are some of the Kumeyaay words that you've probably heard. And In our spiritual belief, in the Kumeyaay spiritual belief, like I said, we believe everything has a soul. Everything has a spirit. And we are not better. We are not less than. We are all the same. And all these things that we have out here, we interact with everything. I heard that there was some people say, leave this alone. Other people say, cut it all down. And, you know, for our people, we interact with it, but we support it. We respect it. And you've made this place to come and pray. And it's a beautiful place that you've come. We're out here outside. And we're connected. And just feeling the prayers that have been made here before and all the things that you do. This is a beautiful thing that you're passing on to the children and passing on to the community because you're helping this to grow. So when we talk about spirituality, when we talk about the differences, and when I got here, I was asking a number of you, tell me about your church. What are you about? I've never talked in a church before. Never spoke before. I pray, but I pray at home. We pray, we have our ceremonies. And you were telling me about it. You know, a number of you were telling me about this. This is a beautiful thing that you do. When we talk about being inclusive, about bringing in different groups, and the knowledge, the spirituality, for all of us to be able to come together and sit here with all with our different ways of doing things and to be able to pray in a good way, that says a lot. And I've heard many groups talk about we want to breed an air of tolerance. But when you hear that word tolerance, what does tolerance really mean? It's like, I tolerate that mosquito bite, or I tolerate, you know, the heat, or I tolerate this, or I tolerate that. This is where I see a difference here. What I'm hearing is celebration. Celebration of the diversity, and celebration of the commonalities of what makes us human beings and part of this world. And to be able to be open, that says a lot. And for what you here do, you are making a fire that is going to spread to other people. And one of the things, you don't go out telling people, come join our group. People come to you. That says a lot about the strength of your belief. So I just wanted to share a little bit about that. And a little bit about, I talked a little bit about us as Kumeyaay people, as Native people. And this Indigenous People's Day used to be Columbus Day. We used to celebrate, well, there was a celebration about Columbus Day. And for us, it was a struggle. Because at times, it was like we were beggars to our own demise. And we had to celebrate that. And they didn't acknowledge us. We, as human beings, were marginalized in our own land. And it didn't happen just here. It happens all over the world. It's happened in India with the Dalits. It's happened in Australia with Aboriginal groups. It's happened in Korea when Japan invaded it. The Philippines, all over the world. Europe. How many of you are of English descent? How many of you are of Cornish descent? There's a language, Cornish language, yes. How many people still speak the Cornish language? 26. It's in imminent danger of extinction or going dormant. How many of you, I mean, there's so many places around the world. And to lose the knowledge of a people, to lose the knowledge of an area, it is an incredible loss. And the way to change that is by coming together and by respecting each other. I look in this amphitheater and I see each and every one of you. Each and every one of you is a library of knowledge and experiences that you're bringing together, that we're all bringing together. We can all learn from each other. We all have something we can teach each other. And one thing about this life, we know that one day we must go. And when that happens, a library burns down. But how can you save that library? By teaching each other. So I just wanted to say that. You've taught me a lot just by being here today and just by watching all of you and in your interactions. So I just wanted to say, and Maya Khamep Sho, Yopum Achankanam, Yopum Mayum Yaweta Kanapnya, Yamayakau, we upi, E Penyamatnya Spearhuar, Spearnya, Yetjesh, Matan Yamaat, Mayum Yawampu, your own yaw, Yukhan, Mayum own yaw, Kwahan, Yetjesh Yehan. Now translated that into English. What I'm saying is, for all of you here, in the beliefs that you have, may you continue to walk your path and continue to grow on this incredible journey that is called life. And may the Creator bless you in your mind, in your spirit, and in your body as you continue to go. So thank you very much for letting me share these few words with you. And it again, it's been an honor, privilege, and pleasure to be here and be allowed to have presence with all of you. Thank you.